Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Jen Ashton.
Let's imagine you make raspberry jam to die for. It started as a hobby, though every time you take a jar to neighbors, they exclaim, "You could sell this stuff." Maybe you could. Is it just a dream? How do you get started? What do you do next? It turns out there's an app for that. Well, in a sense. There's a state program sponsored by the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food for that. It's called Utah's Own, and it supports local food producers.
As a marketing arm, what we provide for our food members is, if you're a startup business, you can come in and talk to somebody about how to the steps to take. We'll give you social media help. We'll take, we have photography, free photography for them to take pictures of their food to make their banners.
That's Lori Cerrone. She started out in her own kitchen making tortilla chips. In 2015, she took on another role as a program director for Utah's Own. You've noticed the bold Utah's Own label on product packaging at the grocery store. To receive the label, a company must meet three eligibility requirements. First, it must produce a food, beverage, or skincare product that incorporates agriculture ingredients from Utah. Second, it must be registered with the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food Regulatory Department. And third, it must have a valid business license. When we pick up that bottle of salad dressing with a Utah's Own label, we know we're getting a product with local, regulated ingredients from an accountable company. Useful validations, to be sure. However, from a director's point of view, Cerrone describes something more.
Utah's Own is more than just about putting the tags on the shelves. We love our food community. We do everything we can to market and help our food community grow. But that includes farmers, that includes the meat industry, the dairy industry, and food manufacturers, distilleries. I mean, we have a large group of people. And really, it's about trying to get them as much exposure as possible.
Added exposure via marketing helps local businesses find their footing and survive in a competitive industry. Going further, Utah's Own also drives exposure via industry networking to help local businesses connect with others and thrive. For instance, in 2017, Utah's Own sponsored an event to connect members of the food community, essentially speed dating for farmers and food manufacturers. Once they got talking, the magic happened. A food producer who prefers a specific variety of garlic talked with a garlic farmer who is now planting the variety she needs. A baker known for his peach tarts met a peach farmer. The two were located only 2 blocks apart from each other. Utah's Own is all about facilitating these connections for food businesses, notes Cerrone. Discussions on volume and cost progress, but do so within a deeper person-to-person relationship. The same holds true, she feels, for consumers choosing a product with the Utah's Own label. While buying local benefits our economy, we also gain insight into where our food comes from, and we have the chance to put people behind the products.
These are actual people that live in our community, and they are working really hard to make this. And wow, wouldn't it be great to be a part of that story and be a part of their business growing? When I stand up in front of a room full of local manufacturers and farmers, I really honestly can hardly talk. I mean, I know their world because I've been in their world, but it is a room full of the most courageous people that you could ever meet, because these are people who have a dream and they just don't have the dream. They make this dream come true.
Looking deeper, the Utah's Own label may be on the packaging, but it's Utah's Own people who make it great. This is Jen Ashton for Bread and Butter.